们这时候就请郭牧师上台来我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是受逼迫时的拯救。
Good morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
The Bible has revealed to us that not only are we called to believe in Christ, but also to suffer for Jesus' sake.
圣经向我们显明，让我们知道说，我们不仅是蒙召来相信耶稣基督，我们也是蒙召来为他来受苦。
When you live in holiness, you will show the world who Jesus Christ is.
如果你活在圣洁里面，那你就能够向着世人来显明耶稣基督是谁。
The more the world sees Christ in your life, the more the devil will hate you.
世人越是看到你生命中所显露的耶稣基督，魔鬼也就更是恨恶你。
And therefore, the devil will persecute you to stop you.
那因此，魔鬼就会来逼迫你，要来阻止你。
He did that to Christ when he walked on earth, and he will do that to all of us.
那就是这样子来对待基督。那当基督还活在这世上的时候，那他也会这样子的来对待我们每一个人。
The devil also hates you when you do the will of God.
那如果你行神的心意，魔鬼也会恨恶你。
He will try to stop you from doing the will of God.
他会来阻止你来行神的心意。
And the things that we need to do is to share the gospel with unbelievers.
而我们需要做的就是来与还未有信主的朋友们来分享福音。
Be prepared for persecution when you do that.
当你这么做的时候，你要预备心啊！你要预备心来，面对逼迫。
But we have to be courageous and not be afraid.
然后我们必须是有个勇敢的心，不需要害怕。
That was what the Apostle Paul and his co-laborers did.
这也是使徒保罗还有他的同工们所做的。
Many came to know Christ.
许多人都来信靠耶稣基督。
Many destroyed 50,000 pieces of silver in total because of their new faith in Christ.
他们当中有许多人啊，因为有了这个新的信仰，他们就来销毁了过去他们来使用敬拜偶像的这些东西啊，总值大概有50,000块钱。
The Bible tells us in Acts 19 verse 20 that the word of God grew mightily and prevailed.
那在使徒行传第十九章二十节，那神的话语告诉我们说，那神的道就大大的旺盛起来。
The devil hates that.
那魔鬼厌恶这样的事情。
The devil will use his followers to stop God's servants.
那魔鬼就会使用他的差役来阻止神的仆人。
That's where we stop in Acts 19 verse 20, we continue with verse 21 this morning.
那这是我们上一回啊就查考到第二十节，那今天我们会从二十一节来继续。
The persecution will begin in verse 23.
那逼迫在二十三节就开始了。
But God reveals something to us in verses 21 and 22 that is very significant.
那然后在这二十一、二十二节里面，那神就向我们来启示，一个非常显著的事情。
When we face persecution, it is important that we know God's will.
当我们面对逼迫的时候，那我们要来明白神的旨意，那是很重要的。
That's what we see in verse 21 and verse 22.
这也就是在二十一、二十二节让我们看到的。
The will of God in terms of our service.
我们就是在服事的时候，神的心意是什么呢？
After these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit. So Paul understood what was the will of God for him in his life.
那这事完了，保罗心里定义。那在这里，保罗他明白，神在他生命中所定的旨意。
When he passed through Macedonia and Achaia to go to Jerusalem, saying, After I have been there, that is Jerusalem, I must also see Rome.
那他就定义经过马其顿亚该亚要往耶路撒冷去，他就说我到了那里，也就是指着说耶路撒冷，那以后我必须往罗马去。
Then he sent into Macedonia two of them that ministered unto him, Timotheus, that's Timothy, and Erastus. But he himself stayed in Asia, that is present day Turkey, for a short time, a season.
那于是他就从帮助他的人当中，就是差派了提摩太和以拉都两个人往马其顿去。那他自己就等候在亚细亚，亚细亚也就是今天的土耳其。
Acts 19 describes the tail end of Paul's third and final missionary journey.
使徒行传第十九章就描述使徒保罗他的第三次布道行程。
He knew where he was going.
他知道他要往哪里去。
He knew that he will have to go to Jerusalem.
他知道他必须要去到耶路撒冷。
And from Jerusalem, he will go to Rome.
而从耶路撒冷，他也将去到罗马去。
So therefore, whatever will happen to him in Asia, it will not be unto his death.
意思在亚细亚发生在他身上的事情，那所发生的一切不至于让他死。
Because he knew that the will of God in his life is not completed yet.
因为他知道神在他身上的旨意还未完成。
This is a very significant revelation.
那这样的一个启示是非常重要的。
All of us who are God's children serving the Lord needs to know this.
我们每一个神的儿女，我们来服侍神的时候，我们都必须知道这一点。
This was a personal conviction and revelation that God gave to the Apostle Paul.
这是神赐给使徒保罗他个人的信念，也是给他的启示。
Do you want this special personal revelation?
你愿不愿意有这样的一个特别，就是？个人的这样的一个得到这样的一个启示的。
You will have it too if you walk close to the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你紧密的与主耶稣基督同行，那你也能够得到这个。
Just as he gave the conviction and showed it to the Apostle Paul, he will also show it to us.
就像他把这样的一个信念赐给使徒保罗，他也同样要来向我们显明这些。
The details were not shown to the Apostle Paul.
当然，细节他没有让保罗来看见。
But he knew that it was God's will for him to go to Jerusalem, and from Jerusalem to Rome.
然而他知道是神的心意要他去到耶路撒冷，而且从耶路撒冷去到罗马去。
Please remember this revelation.
请我们记得他。所得的这样的一个启示。
Because in the next few chapters of the book of Acts, there will be some who will try to discourage him. Don't go to Jerusalem.
因为在使徒行传接下来的几章我们就会看到有一些人就会来劝导保罗说，哎，不要去到耶路撒冷去。
But the Apostle Paul knew that he must.
然而使徒保罗他知道他应当去。
Because when he arrives in Jerusalem, persecution awaits him.
因为当他来到耶路撒冷的时候，那逼迫就已经在那里等候着他。
But persecution was also about to come to him while he was in Asia, that is, the city of Ephesus in Asia.
而在当他还在以弗所就是在亚细亚的这个城市以弗所的时候，逼迫。也已经在那里开始了。
This Asia, of course, is called Asia Minor.
当然这个亚细亚也就是小亚细亚。
It is now called Turkey today.
今天是被称为土耳其。
The Apostle Paul stayed, and he sent Timothy and Erastus to Macedonia, and that's where they went.
那保罗他就留守在那里，他就差派了提摩太跟以拉都，让他们到马其顿去，自己就留在以弗所。
To face persecution in life, we have to be close to the Lord and be sensitive to His will in our lives.
我们要来面对逼迫的话，我们就必须是很紧密的。 的在生命中紧密的与神来密切来面对逼迫。
When that happens, you will surrender your life to the Lord and you trust in the Lord to do what is right for your life on earth.
那当事情发生的时候，你就会把自己降服在神的手中，你也会信靠神在你生命中所做的一切。
And even if you have to face death, you will still have the peace in your heart and not be afraid because you know it is God's will.
即使是你要面对死亡，你心中仍然还是会有平安，因为你知道，这是神的在你身上的心意。
That is something that we all must have.In our heart and in our mind before persecution comes.
那这是我们每一个人啊，在我们心里面，在我们思维里面，我们当存有的。在这逼迫来临之前，我们当有这些。
Verses 21 and 22 describe what was in the Apostle Paul's heart and mind before God revealed to us the impending persecution from verse 23.
在21、22节啊，就让我们看到说保罗在心中所存有的。那在以存有的心思，那在这是在接下来所将发生的这逼迫，就是从23节所开始的逼迫之前，保罗已经存有这样的心思。
When you walk close to the Lord Jesus Christ, you walk in His will.
当你紧密的来与耶稣基督同行的话，那你就是行在他的旨意里。
You go where He wants you to go.
你往他所愿意你去的地方。
You speak what he wants you to speak.
你说他愿意你说的话。
And you trust in him in all circumstances of life.
而你也信在生活的每一个状况里面都信靠他。
And if you have to go to prison and lose your life in doing God's will, you continue to trust in the Lord.
那即使是你需要你要行神的旨意，而你甚至是需要去到牢房里，甚至是失去生命，你仍然会继续的信靠主。
Do you have this experience?
你有这样的经历吗？
If you have this experience, you will do what Paul did.
那如果你有这样的经历，那你就会做行保罗所行的。
You will preach the gospel.
你就会来传讲福音。
You will share Christ with unsaved friends and loved ones.
你就会来还没有来为还没有信主的亲友们来传讲耶稣基督。
Next Sunday is Chinese New Year.
下一个主日就是农历新年了。
Many of us will be visiting homes of our relatives and perhaps our friends.
我们当中有许多人都会去造访我们的亲戚甚至是我们的一些朋友。
Do you just go to these homes because it is an yearly practice?
你是不是因着每年的惯例就这样子的去到这些不同的家庭去呢？
Or do you go to these homes because you know that it is the Lord's will that you are going.
又或者是你知道说，哎，这是神的心意，所以你才去到这些家庭。
If I go there because it is a yearly annual event, there will be no spiritual preparation.
那如果我只是因为这是每一年一度的惯例，那我就这样子去到这些地方，那我就不会有所谓的属灵的预备了。
I will just go and eat and chit-chat and have a good time.
我就去那里去吃去那里聊聊天去那里享受美好的时光。
Sharing the gospel and talking about Christ will not be in my mind.
要来与人来分享福音来谈论基督都不会浮现在我脑海里。
And if it's not in my mind,I will not be prayerful. I will not be prepared.
既然不在我的心思里，那我就不会存一个祷告的心，我也不会有所预备。
If I see this as part of God's will for me to go to my brother's home, my sister's home,
如果我把说去我的哥哥的家、兄弟的家，去我姐妹的家，是看为是神的神在我身上的旨意的话
，Then I will go prayerfully.
那我就会真的是纯祷告的心来去到那里。
I'll pray for the Holy Spirit to fill me and to lead me.
我就会求神的圣灵来充满我，来引导我。
I'll pray for the Holy Spirit to give me an opportunity to share Christ with them.
我也求圣灵来赐给我机会，来与他们来分享。
And I will bring with me some tracts that talks about Christ.
我也会带一些的单章，就是讲述到耶稣基督的。
And if I know that there are family members who belong to the charismatic churches,
而我如果知道在家人当中有一些是属于灵恩派教会的
，then I will bring tracts about the charismatic churches to help them and pray for an opportunity.
而我也会带一些的单章，就是关系到说这灵恩派的，那借着这些来帮助他们，也真的是来以祷告来协来辅助他们。
So together with all the angpaos that we plan to give, we also carry the tracts that we prayerfully hope to give.
我们除了带着红包是要去分发，那我们也带着就是单张纯感恩的心因为我们盼望能够来把这些也分发出去。
And that's because we know that this coming week, I am going there because it is God's will. It is not just an annual event.
这只就是因为我知道接下来这一周我是要按照神的心意去到当中不仅是说这是常年的惯例。
Persecution will come.
逼迫必定来临。
But you have to lean upon the Lord and trust in the Lord.
而你却是必须来依靠神，来信靠主。
Verse 23 to 34 describe how persecution usually comes.
那第23、24节就描述一般上逼迫是怎么样发生的。
This is revealed to us for our understanding.
这是为着我们能够明白而就是来向我们显明的。
So that when it actually takes place, you will not be shocked.
好像这事情发生的时候我们不会感到惊讶。
But you will be prepared.
好像我们能够预备好。
That's why God revealed this to us.
因此神就把这事来向我们显明。
Now let's see how the persecution arose.
我们来看逼迫是怎么样兴起的。
And the same time, there arose no small stir about that way, that is about the Lord Jesus Christ.
那时因为这道起的扰乱不小，那这道就是指着关系到耶稣基督。
This time the persecution did not come from the Jews or the priests.
这回逼迫不是从犹太人或者是从祭司那里来。
It came from a very rich man called Demetrius.
是从一个非常富有的人，他的名字叫迪米，他的名字叫亚迪米。
He was a silversmith.
他是一个银匠。
You and I know that those who sell gold and precious metal and precious stones today, they are very rich.
我们知道你我都知道那些就是买卖金银还有一些珍贵宝石的人，他们都是非常富有的。
And some of these jewelry shops, they sell not only rings for weddings and engagement, they sell other things as well. Some are for worship.
而有一些这些金店，他们不但是买不但是卖那些为着婚礼而卖一些的戒指这些的这些的装饰，而是甚至是有一些是卖来用在敬拜的。
This man made silver shrines for the worship of the goddess called Diana.
那这个人他是制造这样的一个银龛是用来敬拜这个亚迪米神的。
So the silversmiths like Demetrius all made lots of money through the worship of Diana when they sell all these silver shrines.
这些银匠就像迪米丢一样，那他们是制造这样的一个银坛来得到赚取很多的钱财，这些都是做来敬拜这亚迪米神的。
Many remember were converted.
那有许多的人啊，就已经信了主。
And those who were converted destroyed many of the silver shrines and other material for worship of Diana.
有这些已经信了主的人，他们就已经把他们过去用来敬拜这雅典米女神的这些无论是银坛还有其他的东西都把它销毁掉。
And it was worth 50,000 pieces of silver, verse 19 tells us.
第十九节又告诉我们说这一切都共和50,000 kwai.
So why was Demetrius upset with the gospel of Jesus Christ?
那为什么迪米丢是会为这耶稣基督的福音来感到懊恼呢？
He was upset because he lost money.
他感到他生气是因为他在钱财上损失了。
If nobody was converted, his business was not affected, he won't bother about the Apostle Paul and the gospel.
如果没有任何人悔改来归信耶稣基督，那他仍然能够照常做他的生意，那他就不会来理会使徒保罗了。
So two things you must bear in mind when persecution arises.
有两方面是你必须谨记的当这个逼迫来临的时候。
First, these people are very rich. They got power. Money comes power.
那首先这些人他们是非常富有的，那富有的因着富有他们就是更有权势。
Number two, if their business are affected badly, they will persecute you.
第二方面，如果他们的生意受到严重的考验的话他们就会以来逼迫你。
The third thing we see is from verse 25.
那第三方面我们从25节看到。
He needs numbers. He alone will not have impact.
那他需要有多数的人因为他单独是不能够产生什么果效。
He will look up for people who are just like him, who lost business, silversmiths.
他就会去寻找一些跟他一样就是在生意上有蒙受损失的人，就像他一样，这些银匠他会寻找他们。
Whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation and said, Sirs, ye know that by this craft we have our wealth.
他就聚集和他同行的工人说，众位，你们知道我们是依靠这生意发财。
Moreover, ye see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, that's where they were,But almost throughout all Asia, that is all of Turkey, this Paul had persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods which are made with hands.
那这保罗不单是在以弗所也几乎在亚细亚全地也就是今天土耳其，引诱迷惑许多人说，人手所造的不是神。这是你们所看见所听见的。
Was Demetrius really upset because of the truth that Paul preached in verse 26b?
这个迪米丢是不是因为保罗所传的道而感到生气呢？是不是在他生气是不是因为保罗传讲神的道呢？
He was not.
他不是因为这事。
He wasbothered because he lost money.
他之所以生气是因为他在钱财上损失了。
So not only will these people need numbers, they will tell lies.
这些人不单是需要众人来支持他们，他们也会捏造一些谎言。
They will hide their true agenda by promoting something that is very noble.
那他们会把自己的这动机隐藏起来却是在高举一些人看为尊贵的一些借口。
The true reason? Lost money. That is not a good reason for people to rise up and kill the Apostle Paul.
那真正的原因是因为他在钱财上损失，但是要借着这样来兴起人来杀害保罗，那却是不是一个正确的理由。
Because that is personal gain.
因为那是为着个人的利益。
They cannot let others know the truth.
他们不能够让其他人看到那真相。
So what he thought was noble was to defend the goddess Diana.
那因此他认为那比较尊贵的，或者说他认为要来维护这个亚迪米女神的尊荣更为重。
You see that in verse 27.
在27节让我们看到。
So that not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised, and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth.
那27节说这样，不独我们这事业被人藐视，就是大女神亚迪米的庙也要被人轻忽，连亚细亚全地和普天下的人所敬拜的大女神之威荣也要消灭。
So his cover is, I am here to protect the great goddess Diana, which all of us here in Asia and beyond all worship and adore.
那他因此他就以这为掩护，就是说到说，因为亚迪米女神她的这个尊荣他们我们大家不单是以弗所，就是全亚细亚普天下人所敬拜的这神的威荣受影响。
But the real reason was personal loss. He lost money.
那其实他真正的动机是因为他个人的钱财上的损失。
Look at verses 28 and 29.
我们来看第28-29节。
Because that's exactly what he wanted. He wanted to mobilize the whole city to be angry with the apostles and his co-laborers.
那他就是要这样子来煽动全城的人来对使徒保罗还有他的同工们来发怒。
And when they heard these sayings, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians!" And the whole city was filled with confusion. And then they called Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions, co-laborers in travel. And they rushed with one accord into the theater.
那在28-29节这么说，众人听见就怒气填胸，喊着说，大哉以弗所人的亚迪米啊，满城都轰动起来。众人拿住与保罗同行的马其顿人该犹和亚里达古齐心涌进戏园里去。
And when Paul saw this, he also wanted to rush in to be with his co-laborers, but the disciples stopped him.
当保罗看见这事，他也想进去戏园就是在跟他的同工同在，但是门徒们阻止了他。
And they told the apostle Paul, "You cannot go in there." They were thinking of his safety.
那他们就告诉保罗说，你不可以进去他们是为着保罗的安全。
That's what you see in verse 31, and look at verse 32. Some therefore cried one thing, and some another, for the assembly was confused, because the whole mob was all not thinking straight. And the mob part knew not wherefore they will come together.
那是在31节那里看到保罗同工的劝导他。那32节就继续说，聚集的人纷纷乱乱，有喊叫这个，有喊叫那个的，大半都不知道是为什么。
This is the mind of the mob mentality.
那这是这些骚乱的群众他们的心思
Have you been to Ephesus?
你有去过以弗所吗？
The theater there is not a small little theater like our room.
那里的戏园并不是一个小小的戏园，好像我们的这样的一个空间。
The theater will be those very vast open air seatings where you can sit a few thousand people.
那里的戏园是一个露天非常广大的一个场所是可以聚集好几千成千上万的人。
And Ephesus was a rich and a great city in the past.
那以弗所是在当时候是非常富有的一个城市。
And the Bible tells us the majority of the people gathered there, they don't even know why they were there.
那圣经告诉我们说，多数的人聚集在那里，他们根本不知道为什么他们聚集在那里。
But all of them were being used by Demetrius.
那但是其他的这些人都是被尼米丢所利用的。
He would just simply spread some lies, and then the people would just simply gang up, and they do not know what's happening, but they did it anyway.
那他只是在那里散播一些的谣言，那些人就聚集，他们聚集在那里，他们也不知道是为了什么。
And then they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward, and Alexander beckoned with a hand and would have made his defense unto the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice about the space of 2 hours keep on crying, Great is Diana of the Ephesians.
那有人就把亚历山大从众人当中带出来，犹太人推他往前，亚历山大就摆手向百姓分要向百姓分数，只因他们认出他是犹太人，就大家同声喊着说：“大哉以弗所的亚底米啊！”如此就约有2个小时。
They won't let him speak.
他们不让他发言。
Alexander was probably a Greek Jew.
亚历山大很可能是一个在希腊的犹太人。
You can tell by his name, Alexander.
你从他的名字亚历山大就可以认出来。
But he was a Christian.
而他却是个基督徒。
You see how they manipulated the mob to do their evil deed?
你就看到说他们是怎么样的来摆布的那样的一个群众来成就他们邪恶的这个意念。
To Demetrius and his silversmiths, it was all about money.
那对亚底米还有这些银匠们，一切都是为着钱财的因的缘故。
But to believers, it was a spiritual attack.
而对信徒来说，这是属灵的攻击。
Paul and his co-laborers were not making money. They were not opening another shop to sell silver shrines to Diana.
使徒保罗还有他的同工们他们并不是为着钱财来做事情，那他们并不是在那里开多一个店来卖这敬拜亚底米的神龛。
They were preaching the truth about the love of God in Christ to save sinners from hell.
他们不过就是在那里传讲耶稣基督的爱，要来拯救把罪人从地狱中拯救出来。
You and I must not only know God's will for our lives, we must also know and understand the will of evil men.
不单是要知道神在我们身上的心意旨意，那我们也必须知道一些邪恶的人他们的心意是什么。
First, so that you will not be afraid.
知道这些好叫你首先就不需要害怕。
Second, so that you will not be used by people like Demetrius.
那再来就是好叫你不需要就不会被像迪米丢这样的人来利用。
You and I know that persecution is worse when it is in the church.
你我都知道，如果在教会里面来发生逼迫的事情，那更会是更糟糕了。
You have tasted this because when we defended the perfect Bible.
你们都曾经尝试过这些，因为当我们在捍卫那圣经的完全的时候
，How many didn't even know what the perfect Bible was all about.
好多人当时候都根本不知道到底圣经完全是怎么回事。
Did you know that the whole board of elders and Dr. To demanded from Reverend Tang YK that Dr. To come and explain and speak to the Mandarin congregation and he refused?
你们知道吗？当杜翔和牧师还有整个长老理事会长执会要求说让杜牧师来向华语崇拜的会众来传讲关于这完全的圣经的时候，那你们知道吗？当时候的这个邓慧金牧师他就阻止了这事。
He did not want the people to know the truth.
他不要会众知道那真相。
Reverend Tang YK believed the Bible has mistakes.
邓慧金牧师他 相信圣经是有误的。
We believe the Bible is perfect.
我们却相信说圣经是完全的。
We explained to him many times that when we talk about the perfect Bible, it's not the King James Bible.
我们多次的向他来解释，当我们说到说圣经的完全的时候，我们不是在讲英皇钦定本。
We are talking about the Hebrew and the Greek Bible.
我们所说的是那就是希伯来文和希腊原文的圣经。
But he kept on saying and kept on writing that we are talking about the King James Bible.
他却是一直的在那里向人传讲，也写了许多的文章，说到说我们是在讲英皇钦定本。
And by doing that, he tried to make the English-speaking Christian in Pandan and the Mandarin-speaking Christian in Pandan angry with one another.
然后他这样子做，就使到那些在班纳加利堂那些讲英语的，还有班纳加利堂在讲华语崇拜的弟兄姐妹就是彼此的来厌恶生气。
That's why he refused to let Dr. To come and explain to you.
那因此他就拒绝让杜祥和牧师来向你们众人来讲解。
This method continues not only in that time, but continue to happen again and again.
那这样的一个方法是会不但是在当时候来发生，将会继续不断的一而再再而三的来发生。
When a member in the congregation sin and he is disciplined,
当一个就是会众当中有一份子他犯罪他面对几例几例刑罚的时候。
But when he keep insisting that he has not done anything wrong, he will try to attack and destroy the leadership.
当他一直坚持说他没有做到任何犯到任何的错误的时候，他就会就是继续的来做一些事情，来继续的来要来毁坏领袖的班子。
And he will spread rumors and tell lies.
他就会就是传一些的谣言，说一些的谎言。
And he will go around and tell people in the congregation that he is the victim when he is the culprit.
然后他就会像到处去告诉人说他是那受害者，其实他是那犯罪的那一方。
And he'll put the leaders in a bad light and put themselves in a good light.
然后就会来就是抹黑领袖们让自己就是在自己沾光。
And he will manipulate you and use you and bring you to his side against the leaders as well.
他也会来摆布你，来使用你好叫你站在他的那一边来对抗领袖们。
And the real truth about his own sin will not be told.
那真实那真相关于他的罪却不为人所知。
Be careful, do not be used by people, especially in the church as well.
让我们谨慎，不要被人来使用特别是在教会里面。
Know the method of persecution.
知道说人逼迫所使用的伎俩。
Demetrius cannot tell them the real reason. I lost money.
迪米丢不能够告诉这些众人说那众人那真正的原因，他不能说我损失钱财。
If he told them the truth, the mob will not care about him.
如果他把真相告诉这群众，那这群众就不会来理会他。
Thank God the Lord used someone to deliver the apostle and his co-laborers.
那我们感谢神神就使用某一个人来帮助来救属保罗还有他的同工们。
In verse 35, the person was the town clerk.
那在35节，那我们看到说，那人就是那城里的书记。
He was an important person.
然后他是一个重要的官员。
He was also a reasonable person.
然后他也是一个讲理的人。
And he quieted down the people and then he started to explain.
那就使到众人平息，他就开始来分析。
Now remember, they shouted for 2 hours. Great is Diana. They don't want to listen to Alexander explain.
还记得吗？他们已经在那里大喊大叫，大概两个小时，他们都在喊说：“大哉以弗所的亚底米！”他们都不愿意听亚历山大的分数。
Ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how that the city of the Ephesians is a worshipper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet and to do nothing rashly.
以弗所人呐、啊。那谁不知道以弗所人的城是看守大雅迪米庙和从丢失那里落下来的像呢？这事既是摸不倒的，你们就当安静，不可造次。
What the town clerk said was very reasonable.
那这位书记啊，城的书省里的书记，他所说的是非常合理的。
The truth of Diana is all publicly known. No matter who attacks it.That truth will stand.
那在这个关于这个亚迪米的这事实啊，是众人所知道的。无论他是怎样的被攻击啊，他仍然还是要站立的。
The town clerk was most likely not even a Christian.
对这个书记啊，这个城里的书记很可能都不是一个基督徒。
Verse 36, he quieted their minds so that they will now begin to think rationally.
在36节就让他就使到这些人安静下来，好叫他们能够用理智来思想。
Look at verse 37.
我们来看。
Ye have brought hither these men, which are neither robbers of churches, nor yet blasphemers of your goddess. Wherefore, if Demetrius and the craftsmen which are with him have a matter against any man, the law is open.There are deputies, let them implead one another. But if ye inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. For we are in danger to be called in question for this day's uproar, there being no cause whereby we may give an account of this concourse.
在三十七节这里说，你们把这些人带来，你们并没有，他们并没有偷窃庙中之物，也没有谤读我们的女神。若是迪米丢和他的同人有控告人的事，自有放告的日子，也有方伯可以批此的对告。你们若问别的事，就可以照常例聚集断定。今日的扰乱本是无缘无故的，我们难免被查问。论到这样的聚集，我们也说不出所以然来。
Once the people calm down the emotions, they now begin to think properly.
当这些群众就是在他们情绪被平定下来的时候，他们就能够用理智好好的来思想。
The town clerk was very wise. Demetrius and his silversmiths, they all can go to law against the co-laborers of Paul if they find that they have broken the law.
这城里的书记他是非常有智慧的，他是说到说啊，迪米丢他们若是有什么要告使徒保罗他们的，他们可以遵照当地的法律去控告他。
In other words, the legal process is available to them. Don't be used by them to break the law, because all of you are now breaking the law by what you are about to do if you hurt these men.
然后要知道说已经有这样的一个律法，那他们可以使用律法来处理这事情。那如不要在这里破坏法律，因为你们如果是伤害这些人，你们就是犯了法。
The church has the constitution.
教会也有我们的章程。
If these people are upset with the leaders for disciplining them, there is the proper procedure to follow.
那如果这些人对领袖要采取极力的行动感到不满，那他可以遵照那正确的程序来处理。
Don't be manipulated and be used by people whereby they may cause you to sin because they are using you and they are using your emotions and your friendship.
那因此我们不要被人来摆布啊，他们是在利用你，他们在玩弄你的情绪和你跟他们之间的友谊，而使到你其实就是在犯罪来违抗领袖。
What do you think will happen if Demetrius and the silversmith go to law?
你想如果迪米丢跟这些银匠 都上法庭去的话，有什么后果呢？
They will not go there because their real reason will be exposed. They did it because they lost money.
他们是不会去的，因为他们若去到那里他们真正的动机就被暴露出来，因为他们真正的动机是因为他们在钱财上损失。
You think the board of elders will discipline someone just because we did it for fun?
你认为长老理事会为着就是有趣而来对任何人采取激励的行动吗？
We did it for the protection of the holiness in the church and the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是为着维护耶稣基督的圣名，也维护教会的圣洁这么做。
All you need to do is to ask the board of elders, write to the board of elders, and we will explain to you everything clearly.
你需要做的就是来问长老理事会，或者是写信来向长老理事会来提问，那我们就会很清楚的来向你来解释。
Follow the town clerk's example.
我们应该效法这城里的这书记的榜样。
If someone wants to use you and manipulate you and tell you lies, tell him there is the constitution. Go and do what is right.
那如果有人要来利用你要来捏造谎言，那你就告诉他说，我们有章程，你就按照章程的这些程序来处理。
Thank God, the people dispersed.
我们感谢神，那群众他们就这样子解散了。
Paul and the co-laborers were not hurt.
保罗还有他的同工们没有受到任何伤害。
But we must understand that the deliverance from persecution does not always end in this manner.
我们要知道说，这面对逼迫所领受到的救赎并不是都是以这样子的形式来结束的。
The reason why they were delivered in this manner was because the will of God in their lives must continue. Their work is not done.
那他们之所以是这样子的来被救赎，那原因是因为神在他们身上的旨意还没有完成，那因为神的旨意，神的工作要持续下去。
Later on, Paul will be arrested, imprisoned, and he will die.
那之后我们知道说保罗就会被逮捕，那他会被关在牢里，他也会因此而死。
Please do not think when that happened, God did not deliver the Apostle Paul.
那千万不要以为那事情发生的时候神没有救赎使徒保罗。
God has also delivered the Apostle Paul, even when he was arrested, imprisoned, and when he died.
保罗，神也救赎了使徒保罗，甚至是当他被逮捕、被关在牢里，他被就被人所杀害。
God delivered the Apostle Paul from the hands of this evil man by taking him home to glory.
神是救赎了使徒保罗，就是把他从这些邪恶的人的手中把他救赎出来，把他带到神的荣耀。
Because his work was done.
因为他的工作已经完成了。
In this Acts 19, his work was not done, and therefore the Lord delivered Paul physically as well as the co-laborers from hurt and from harm.
在这里《使徒行传》第十九章，保罗他的这个工作还没有完成，那因此神就是借着这样的来把救赎保罗，也救赎他的同工，让他们能够继续来行神的工作。
Do not be afraid in the face of persecution.
让我们在面对逼迫的时候，我们不要害怕。
Know God's will in your life.
要知道神在你身上所定的旨意。
Understand the manner of persecution and don't be afraid and don't be used.
要明白就是这逼迫的形式，那让我们不会被人摆布，被人来利用。
And thirdly, keep on trusting in God.
第三方面就是让我们时刻的来信靠神。
For he will deliver in his own way.
因为他会按照他自己的方式来救赎我们。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
我们满有恩典，没有慈爱的圣天父,
we thank thee, O Lord, for suffering in our lives.
我们为着我们在生命中所面对的苦楚,
for we know that we are not only called to believe in Christ, but also to suffer for Jesus' sake.
因为我们知道我们不仅是被蒙召来相信耶稣基督, 也要为耶稣基督来受苦。
Help us to know God's will in our lives.
求主帮助我们, 让我们明白神在我们身上的旨意。
Help us to understand how persecution arises.
帮助我们知道说逼迫是怎么样的开始的。
Help us not to be used by people.
帮助我们不被人使用。
Help us to keep on trusting in God's will. For he will always be in control of our lives.
帮助我们，让我们能够时刻的来信靠神，在我们身上的旨意，因为他会帮助我们来完成旨意。
As we enter into the season of the Lunar New Year,
当我们进入农历佳节的时候,
help us, O Lord, to seek God's will and to be a holy witness for Christ.
帮助我们，让我们都能够来寻求神的旨意。
Help us to trust in you and not be afraid. For we know that you will surely deliver in thy own good time and in thy own good way.
因为我们知道你必定会按照你美好的时间，按照你美好的方式来救赎我们。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。